Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Vav Omud Beis. We're in the middle of the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simen Shin Lamed Tes. And we're in the middle of Siv Dalet. Yesterday we gave the Mechaber and some of the Ramah's opinion about getting married on Shabbos. And today we'll continue in that discussion. We're on the second line on the Omud Beis in the middle of Siv Dalet. And the Mechaber writes, V'lo Cholson, you're not allowed to do chalitz on Shabbos. If a woman, Rachmona Litzlan's husband, passes away without children, so if there is a living brother, that you have to then do yibum. If we today don't do yibum, so we do chalitza. So the Mechaber is telling us that you can't do the chalitza process on Shabbos. Likewise, v'lo miyabin, when you could do yibum, one did not do yibum on Shabbos. And likewise, the ein konsin, you don't actually get married on Shabbos. We'll see in a moment what all of these things mean. Let's look inside in the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf. The Mishneh Berurah writes, V'lo cholson, you can't do chalitza. The reasoning is, similar to what we said yesterday, why you don't write a shtar erisin, shema yichtov shtar chalitza l'chalutza, because you may come to write a document stating that this woman has undergone chalitza, so she's now able to go marry somebody else. This is what the name of Rashi. The Yishu footnote 23 brings down, mashalo osu lasos ke mishum meleches kosher umatir. Why don't we say that it's a problem with tying the shoe or untying the shoe that is taken off over here during the chalitza process? So he brings down from Yashiv Zatzal that the knot that we make over here or that we untie over here is not a keshish or kayama that's done by a professional, and therefore that's not a problem. Alternatively, it was knotted before Shabbos, and you're slipping on the shoe, and therefore there's no isser over here of kosher. The Mishneh Berurah continues, he writes, V'afilu likboa mokum l'chalitz osur, even to go and set a place at which the chalitz will be done on Sunday, that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos. It's also to do so. Why? Shloye nira ki'ilu don b'Shabbos, because this looks too much like you're adjudicating on Shabbos, which, as we brought down in yesterday, in the beginning of Siv Dalet, is forbidden as well. The issue footnote number 24 brings down that the reason for this, additionally, is brought down by the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, where he writes, in the name of the Trumas HaDeshen, Shekivan Shu Machshiris HaMitzvah, you're assisting in making the mitzvah happen over here. It looks like you're Masakin Ubona, that you're actually doing something constructive over here. The Daki Moshe brings another reason, Sheish Bezem Mishum Achona Mishabbos L'chol, because it's preparing from Shabbos to the weekday. Mishneh Berurah says, however, you are v'yochol likboa b'leil motzei Shabbos shetiyah chalitza b'yom rishon. But on motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, you'd be allowed to go and set everything up for Sunday's chalitza. V'meish sarach gadol yochol likboa afilu b'dein hashmoshes b'erev Shabbos ayom rishon. And under pressing needs, extenuating circumstances, you'd even be allowed to do this on erev Shabbos during the b'ein hashmoshes twilight period of time to arrange what you're going to do on Sunday for the chalitza. And this is allowed imiyef shor b'inyan achi. If there's no alternative, then you can do this. This is worked down by the Prima Gadim in the Eishalav Avram. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Chafalot tells us we don't do Yibam as well on Shabbos because the Bameh Shemiyabim Osa Niknes Lolios Ishto L'chol Dover Kinesu Amamish, because the act of Yibam over here, having relations with what was formerly his sister-in-law, his Nebuchadnezzar brother's wife, she is now acquired as his wife from this action, the heavy kikona kinyan b'Shabbos, and this would be the equivalent of making a kinyan on Shabbos, that he now is her husband with all the rights and responsibilities that are associated with that. And furthermore, va'od, another reason, shemo yichtov kesuba, because he may now to write his own kesuba for her, and again, that's the gzera of shemo yichtov, he may come to write. Sivkot and Chabez, likewise, the Mechaber told us, you don't actually have the fulfillment of the actual act of marriage, ein konsin, hainu afilu kidesh osomi bod yom, even if the kiddushin, the first stage of marriage took place before Shabbos started. Also, lachnitza b'Shabbos l'chuppah. On Shabbos, you can't do the nisuyim bring into the chuppah. We did bring down lenient opinion yesterday by the Ramah that says you can do this, but this is the Mechaber's opinion that you're not allowed to do this. The reasoning is, the b'chuppah kon oso l'chol advarim v'chanal. All of those things that we brought down yesterday that we said were problematic according to those that don't allow you to go to chuppah. So here, the Mechaber is one of those opinions that you can't go to chuppah because with the chuppah, you acquire her Yerusha, you acquire her Metzios, you acquire her Maisi Adela, as we brought down yesterday, and therefore these would all be kinyanim that are not allowed to be done on Shabbos. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Velo makdishin, you're not allowed to make something hektish." Siv Katan Chav Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah explains, "Shum dover legavoa, you're not allowed to be makdish to sanctify anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu legavoa." Shiyama harezi hektish, to say, "I'm making this hektish on Shabbos." And the reasoning is, "Mishum dekevin shemakdish b'mi rosso achevetz lehektish," by just saying that you're makdish something, it belongs automatically to hektish. You don't have to make a kinyan. Harim yotziya b'mi rezu achevetz mirishuso lirishus gavoa. You're essentially taking this product, this item, from your rishus and bringing into the rishus of hektish, the domi lemekach umekach, and this sounds too much like a financial transaction, as opposed to masha enkin livso tztokol ani muta. But to give money to poor people, even though it's going from your rishus to their rishus, so to say, you'd be allowed to go and announce how much money you're going to be giving to the poor people on Shabbos. Likewise, v'chein kishiyomer, you're allowed to say in shul, harei alei lehekdish kach v'kach, I'm going to donate such and such an amount to hekdish, is also permitted, gamkein mutter. Ayin leel b'simen shinvav, b'mishne brus, if kodin chav zayin, where these dinim were discussed in more detail. The issue for number 24 brings down, what about being mafkir something on Shabbos, to make it not owned by you anymore? So this is a machlokus amongst the Mishonim and the Achronim. V'yashiv zatzal brings down, that if it's done l'tzorech Shabbos, for example, l'shtamish b'chlish eno tovel, if you haven't had a chance to tovel a kli on Shabbos, if it's your kli, you're not allowed to use it without it being tovel. But if it belongs to Hefka, you'd be allowed to use it. So he says, in this situation where you need this kli for Shabbos, you'd be allowed to rely upon the makel opinion that says you can be mafker or something, now it belongs to Hefka, and you'd be allowed to use this without being toveled. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains, according to those that say it's forbidden to be mafkir something, it's because he says that what you're really doing when you're mafkir something is you're taking it out of your rishus and giving it to the rishus of everybody else, which is like a kinyan for the tzibur, and therefore it's forbidden because of mekachu memkar. But he says that's not necessarily the reason. He says the ikur tam, he says, shigam siluk rishuso mehachepetz also b'Shabbos. Just simply removing it from your rishus on Shabbos is the act that is forbidden. What about picking something up from Hefker? Are you allowed to do that? So he brings down from the Prima Gadim, Shekivin She'en Kan Kone Umakni, since there aren't two parties over here, it's not considered a regular financial transaction, and therefore he brings down from Bekiva Eger, Sha'adayin Tzorech Ilan Ladina. We're not certain if this is permitted. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shalkoponim also Liknos Behefker, Ba'ofen Shemaisa, Kinyan Nikalako. You certainly can't make an obvious Kinyan from Hefker, for example, a Kinyan Hakbal lifting it up, that would be forbidden. The issue footnote number 26 says there was a custom in those days that they would give money to the chazan, pledge money for the chazan's davening. And the minhag was, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shinvav, that this was permitted. And the Mishnah Berurah explained over there that you're allowed to do this even if the chazan is wealthy, doesn't need this money, because you're urging him to daven in this fashion. That is a tzorach mitzvah, and therefore you can do it. The Mechaber continues and he writes, likewise, v'lo ma'arich, and you're not allowed to make an erki olai or erkecho olai. You're not allowed to say that the value of a certain person based upon age and gender, I'm donating to tzedakah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavdalet that the person should say, shomer erki olai, my value based upon age and gender, I'm donating to tzedakah. O erich ploni olai, or such and such a person, based upon his age and gender, is brought down in the Torah, I'm donating to tzedakah. Because shenosin lehektish kifi shanav, you're giving a set amount of money based upon your years as well as your gender. And that's the heavy kemekach umemka. That sounds too much like a financial transaction. The Mechaber continues and he writes, likewise, v'lo machrimin. You're not allowed to go make a cherim. What is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chafei, for example, to give a behema or shum dover legavoa, to give a animal or a certain item to tzedakah, to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiyomar, that he says, harei dover zeh cherim. I'm donating this to be a cherim, to be tzedakah for the Beis HaMikdash. Bakomi tamanal. And the reasoning is the same as we said before, because this is like mekach u'memkar, and maybe you're going to come to write this down. The next statement in the Mechaber is that you're not v'lo mafrishin trumus u'maisos, that you're also not allowed to go and separate trumus and maisos. So the Mishbur explains, shehu dome kemakdish oson peros shehifrish, because this is a little bit like sanctifying, giving to hekdish the peros that you were separating. And therefore, that's why it's not allowed as well. The oath, furthermore, another reason is because you're making it from tevel into now being trumas and maisos and chulin, and therefore you're making it edible when previously it wasn't. The issue footnote number 27 brings an additional reason from the Avnei Nezer, who says, Shekiva Shemafrish is chelek hagavoh, mechelek ahedjot, you're separating out the chelek that belongs more of holiness from the chelek that is going to be chulin, so it's a question of borer as well. Rav Ozzel Zatzal Neshev and Alevi brings down, Shela Aser b'Shabbos, to go and take tithes on Shabbos, Ein Zeh Shayach L'Din Makeh B'Patish B'Yochle. It is not also because of the final act that you're doing over here on the food, because he says, She'eino Makeh N'Samaychol Echile. You're not really turning the food into Ochel, you're just removing the thing that prohibits you from eating it. You haven't done anything to this piece, you've just made the other piece Trumas and Maisers. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'im avar Rav Hirfrish, what happens if Sony did take off Trumas and Maisus? So b'mezid, if he did it intentionally, knowing that you're not allowed to do this, lo yiyochel. The rabbis instituted a knas over here and said you're not allowed to eat the now chulin because it was separated on Shabbos. And this would be bein lo for himself, bein lachem for other people. And you have to wait ad motzi Shabbos mitam knas. Because of this penalty that the rabbis instituted, everybody has to wait until after Shabbos. But if he didn't know it was Shabbos, for example, or he didn't realize that what he's doing is wrong, so then mutra afil lo miyad, then even he would be able to eat it immediately on Shabbos. Dirshu footnote number 28 brings down that in the Bir Halacha in Simon Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, he adds that this is totally in a machlokas Rishonim. According to the Rajba, also lechol es haperos sheyoser afilu kishen lo peros acherim liochol b'Shabbos. The rabbis instituted this knas over here, even if you have no other fruit seed on Shabbos. However, according to the Rambam, as brought down in the Lecha Mishnah, the Isser is Rak Yimishal Peres Acherim Lechol, then the rabbis instituted this Knas over here. But if you have no other fruits to eat, then the rabbis did not institute such a Knas. Mishnah Berusiv Kohen Chavav, we said Trumos and Maisros. Vua Din Chala, the same thing applies with the dough that a person has to separate from it a type of Truma called Chala, one of the Matnos Kahuna. And Ayin Le'el B'Simin Reish Samachala, the Mishnah Berusiv Kohen Dala, where this was discussed in more detail. Dushu, footnote number 29, goes through some detail in describing how a person can be masaking his fruits on Erev Shabbos in order to actually go and separate the physical truma on Shabbos. Dushu, footnote number 30, brings down what happens if a woman forgot to take off the trumas and maestros, or if she forgot to take off the challah. So he points out there may be differences in trumas and maestros, which is normally the husband's responsibility, as opposed to the challah, which is normally the wife's responsibility. I ain't shum in this footnote. The Mechaber continues and he says, likewise, the ain podin aben, you're not allowed to do a pidyon aben on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains, afilu bechli sheshav v'chamisha shloim, even if you're not using money, even if you're using a utensil that's worth the 5 silver shloim, shedoma lemekach u'memka, because this is similar to mekach u'memka, even if you're not using money. You can't say, well, listen, give the money before Shabbos starts. And when on Shabbos, it's the 31st day, when now the time to do the pidyon aben occurs, now say that the money retroactively is now going to the kohen. Then you can't make the bracha. Because how could you go make the bracha when you're going to say over here, we're commanded to do this, when at the time that you gave the money, you're not commanded to do this? No, so don't make the bracha, then make the bracha on Shabbos. So he says, Shabbos, nami lo yuchal avarach. You can't make the bracha on Shabbos. Kivin shaz, ain't also klum. What are you doing at that moment in time? You already did the action on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, the halacha is, lochein yamtin adach Shabbos. You wait till Matzei Shabbos and do the pidyon aben on Sunday. He adds, vafilum kolulo b'erev Shabbos, and even if on Friday you have completed 29 days, chaptes yom, the yud be shos in 12 hours, the tov shin tzadi gimel, chalokim mishah, 793 parts to an hour. As the Mishnah explains, shashon nechlekef, the hour is divided up, le tov resh fe, into 1,080 chalokim kayadua, as we all know. This amount of 29 days, 12 hours, and 790 chalokim is exactly 1/12 of a year. Shu hacheshbon shall call chodesh. If you divided up the year into exact 12 months, this would be what each month would be. 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. So he says, even if this time period would be still on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't go do the pidyon yet. Because we say the pidyon event should be done on the completion of 30 full days. And therefore, so the pidyon takes place on the 31st day. And since the 31st day in this situation is Shabbos, yidche ad achar Shabbos, you should wait until Shabbos is over. Next in our list, the Mechaber writes, v'ein megarshin, rachman al-san, if a person needs to do a gerishin, a divorce, we don't divorce on Shabbos. Unless, one exception, elim kenu get shichmira. If this is talking about a person who's on his deathbed, and Nebuch is concerned that his wife is now going to fall to Yibam to his brother, which may not be a simple thing to go and do chalitza to, or the brother may not be willing to participate in this chalitza process. So he wants to divorce his wife so she's not going to be stuck over here, left to fall Yibam to this situation that may not have an easy reconciliation. So therefore, you would be allowed to do this. The tokif le alma, as Ramah says, because the person is so ill, we are concerned he may not survive until Sunday to give the get then. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavches, afilu beget shenichtav kodem Shabbos. We're talking here even if the get was written before Shabbos, shema yavo l'chsiva, we don't allow you to give it on Shabbos because maybe you'll come to write a get on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavches explains Ramah de tokif le alma, haino, shirot shaligarish ishto kidei shalitizakik libam. He wants to divorce his wife now so she shouldn't fall to Yibam Nebuch when he dies. So therefore, yitiru lo ligarish b'Shabbos. In this situation, the rabbis permitted him to go and divorce on Shabbos. Kidei shalot yitari v'dai to alav im lo yasu ritzono. Because if we don't allow this, he'll be very, very upset and he could actually get sicker and that could hasten his death in some way, rachmana litzlan. We're talking over here as well that there's no psul intrinsically in the get, that it was written muktam. What does that mean? Kigon shenichtav a get me'erev Shabbos. The get was written on Friday, but lo nichtav bo zman hayom, but the date wasn't written into it, elakosav bo shavua zustam, but it was written in this week, which is the kosher b'chiyai gavin, which is acceptable and kosher. If you write the wrong date, then you have a problem. Kimo shekosav b'Eben Ezer, simen kuvchav zayin. The Mechaber concludes over here and he says, in all of these situations, v'chulam im nasu, after the fact, if any one of these things was done, whether it were done shogigin, by accident, or mezidin, either they were intentionally, or muton, or through some sort of an accident, masha asu, asui. Whatever was done, accomplished the act that the person was trying to do. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot Lamed, akol hamavur b'siv zekoy. This is going on everything that we learned in Siv Dalet, with one exception, chutz mehafroshas trumus u'maisos, with the exception of the taking of tithes of trumus and maisos, which we already explained, the b'yar nulel, the mefrisha v'mezid, also bobayom. The rabbis instituted a knas, that if you intentionally did hafroshas trumus u'maisos on Shabbos, that you or anybody else were not allowed to use it till after Shabbos is over. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Aleph says shogigin means shogiku. He did it by accident. For example, kagon shechosh hashem Shabbos. He didn't realize it was Shabbos when he did this. Or shechoshev shadov zeh mutar laso. So he thought it was permissible to go and do this on Shabbos. Siv Hei. The Mechaber writes hakones es almona. If somebody goes and marries an almona, a woman who previously was married, lo yavo aleha biyo rishona. Lo b'Shabbos lo b'Yontif. You're not allowed to have the first relations with her on Shabbos or on Yontif. And the Ramah says these halachas have been discussed. Ayin le'el simen reish pei for further discussion of these dinim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Lamed Beis. The reason is hatam the ba'almana v'chem b'krusha. The same halach applies with the widow or with a woman who's previously divorced. Ki v'shi ba'ula, since she's already no longer a virgin. The actual way the husband acquires her as a halachic concept of a kinyan in regards to he now inherits her and he now is entitled to her ma'aseh yodeh because he's supporting her, he habia, it's through the actual act of relations. And not the action of chuppah. The issue footnote number 33 explains this more according to the Chazon Ish, who says that the actual ikar hadin ain't chiluk ben amal b'sula. There is no difference over here whether you're a person is a virgin or not. Ella should be nisui b'sula. The custom was that when a virgin got married, a b'sula got married, they would adorn the chuppah in a certain way. It was recognizable that the chuppah was the ma'isa of the nisuin, as opposed to when an almana got married, they didn't adorn the chuppah, and therefore the actual chuppah wasn't done or recognizably done l'shem nisuin, and therefore the actual kinyan of the nisuin was through the bia or through yichud. He points out if they did adorn the chuppah, then the same halach would apply to an almana as it would to a b'sula. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, by doing this, v'nimtso kikona kinyan b'Shabbos, by taking her in on Shabbos, so then you're making the kinyan on Shabbos, which he said is a problem. Ayin and Eved Ezer, Simen Samach Dalet, Sefei, the Be'er Shama Mechaber, the Mechaber explains over there, the af b'almona lo bo'inon b'yomamish, it doesn't actually have to be relations, v'sagi moiso yichud aroyal b'yomamish, it would be adequate if they were just alone in a time period that they could have had relations to be acquiring her liknosa, ideas a kinyan gomer, that this should be a valid kinyan, l'mehevi kinesui l'chol dover, that she's considered his wife in regards to all halachic considerations. The Chayin Iskibu Hari Poskim, and many Poskim agree with this. And therefore, Lefiza, Im Konas also be Erev Shabbos, Vaisa Tahora. If you were to go and marry her on Erev Shabbos, and she was Tahora, Vichnis Achara Puchopo Lechede Mibojom. And while it was still Friday, he brought her into a room, and he was Nisyachid Ima, and he was alone with her, Velo Yosham Bene Yodim, and nobody else was there. So then, that would be the act of Kinyan over there on Erev Shabbos, Konos or Kinyan Gomer, Mutarakach Lavo Allah B'Shabbos. He'd actually be allowed to have relations with her for the first time on Shabbos. Abel of Loisa Tahora Mibojom, but if she wasn't Tahora, so he couldn't have been alone with her, or even if she was Torah, but he wasn't alone with her, then also then he wouldn't be allowed to go and have relations with her on Shabbos for the first time. And therefore the Mishnah Book cautions, when you make a wedding for an almana on Erev Shabbos, you should make sure you do it early enough Friday afternoon, that you should be able to be alone with her before Shabbos starts. V'da, and you should know, the harbi achronim kosu dafilu b'besuli yesh lezor lechatchila, she yisyachadu achar chupa b'erev Shabbos b'b'yom. Even for a besuli, you should do the same thing. The yeshomim, the chupa shalonu, that our chupa is nowadays, some say, mashma midin osar tachas haklon soos, that we put him up underneath a chupa, what we call a chupa, lo mikri adayin chupa, that's not a real chupa. V'yikim mikudesh v'yalma, that's still only the first stage of marriage. And therefore, v'imkein shivo ala b'layla, b'yarishona, hu kone kinin b'Shabbos. He's making the kinin on Shabbos in that situation. V'achte besuli Basula Sagi Afila Biyichud Biyama Bimojom, and even though the Basula would be fine if he just was alone with her, and you don't even need a full Yichud over here, V'lochein Afila Moisa Nida, and therefore even if she was a Nida, Oshib Neyadim Nechdosav Yosushom Yosu Cheder, V'lohev Yichud Aroy Labia, it would still be acceptable in that situation. Afal Bikain, Hevi Chupa Gemura, V'konib Basula Kinu Gomer, and the Hevi Kinusu B'chol Advarim, by a Basula it would work, and she would be considered married for all things, V'tzorach Liyachid Lechosin Osu Cheder, V'hevi Kinchisos Leveso. He has to designate that as his house, and that would satisfy this requirement. We'll continue this tomorrow. That concludes today's share.